previously on Algoa FM.
September 21, it's Heritage Month, and we've been catching up with well-known South Africans on Algoa FM this past week and a month. And I've got one name, and I'm quite excited to be chatting to this gentleman. Have a listen to this. 14-time undefeated WBA and IBF champion of the world, ladies and gents. He's the only South African boxer inducted into the International Hall of Fame and South African Sport Hall of Fame. And welcoming the one and only Mr. Brian Mitchell. Brian, good morning, and what an honor to have you on the show this morning.
Thank you, Jordan. Thank you for the nice introduction. I don't think you ever get too old to get a nice introduction. But thank you. I appreciate that.
Never too old. Brian, just looking back on now, do you pinch yourself sometimes when you remind yourself of the accolades? 14-time undefeated WBA and IBF champion of the world. The only South African boxer inducted into the International Hall of Fame. Do you pinch yourself sometimes when you think back at that? Those accolades?
Yes, you know, yeah, thank you. I do, because, you know, especially with social media today, and that the youngsters find out quickly who I am. Like, obviously, the parents know who I am, or the grandparents.
Yeah.
And then the parents will say, that's Brian Mitchell, and then they quickly Google because they don't know who I am.
Yeah.
And then they know who I am. And it's still, you know, it's surreal that everybody still knows who I am. Obviously, I've kept myself relative of being on Super Sport and yeah, doing guest speaking at companies and raising money for charities. But it is, yeah, I still feel like, wow, was that actually me 30 years ago, 35 years ago, winning world titles? It's a great feeling, and I'm glad that I could be somebody's hero and I could give back to society, you know, that the hard work that I put in was appreciated,
yeah,
still up until today. So I enjoy thinking it. I can't pinch myself here and think, yeah, it's actually me.
Brian, not many people know this. I'm sure people are, but your dad was the bantamweight champion of 1962.
Yes.
Is that how you got into boxing at the age of, I think it was around about 9 when you got into boxing, right?
Yeah, so it's a long story, but my mom and dad actually divorced when I was 5 years old. You know, they were, yeah, very young when they had me. You know, I'm an only child.
Yeah.
And at 9 years old, we were living in Troyville down the road from the great Ellis Park, where we won the World Rugby Cup.
Yeah.
And we lived into, and I started boxing at Ellis Park Boxing Club. So that's where it started for me as a 9 year old kid. Harold Forbrecht was 5 years older than me, lived in the same street as us,
yeah,
and used to walk, hold my hand and walk me to the boxing club when I was 9 years old. But my mom didn't want me to fight. You know, I'm an only child, like I said. And but I always said to my mom, I want to be like my dad, even though my dad wasn't in the house.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a champion boxer. All I wanted to do was fight. That's all I wanted to do. And yeah, the rest is history. Started when I was 9 years old. And yet I am 54 years later, and I'm still in boxing.
Your dad was your hero, and I mean,
yes.
And your dad actually said that, guys, look out for my son. He's the next big name. I remember that.
Yeah, thanks. My dad actually has a distinct record of winning the South African bantamweight title in his third professional fight.
Yeah.
So he's the original Brian Mitchell, and when you say he's my hero, definitely. My dad passed away about 23 years ago.
Yeah.
But my dad, yeah, in his third fight, he was chosen as an opponent for a guy for the South African champion in Durban. And my dad knocked the champion out and became South African champion. So that's where it started in our family back in 1962. I was like a year old. And I grew up with boxing, yeah. All I knew was my dad's a champion and I wanted to fight.
Brian, you're still actively involved in training at your gym. Any names we should,
yes,
be on the lookout for? I know Ricardo, of course, being one of the names.
Ricardo Malajuka.
Yeah, the IBA world title. Quite well done on that, by the way.
Yes, and, thank you. Thank you. I've got a few champions. I've got Rock Knapp.
Yeah.
I've got Shavante Koopman. I've got a very good amateur champion, the younger brother of Ricardo Malajuka, Charlton Malajuka.
Magic Man.
My name is you. Yeah, well, Magic Man is Ricardo Malajuka.
Yeah, Ricardo, but, yes.
Yeah, but the younger brother is Charlton Malajuka, and he's also brilliant. So we've got a great stable. I've got Devin Sabanda from Zimbabwe. And it's going nicely. Yeah, I've got a gym. So I moved out of boxing for many years,
yeah,
as a trainer and manager, and went on to the business side of commentating. And then the guys were saying to me, but you've got to have a gym. And, you know, you got the name, you got my name's a brand.
Yeah.
And I opened the gym again like 4 or 5 years ago, and it's going very well.
Brian, your current thoughts on the current boxing landscape in South Africa? There's a bit of a dip, isn't there? I mean, the 80s was quite big. I mean, we woke up for boxing matches, Harry Coetzee and the like. Your thoughts on the current landscape of boxing in South Africa?
Yeah, thanks, John. It's not bad. You know, the Karamalajika's got an IBO title, and you've got some great fighters like Rognap and Shavante Koopman and Young Malajika. And a lot of talented guys coming through there. Sivanati Nonchinga is an IBF champion.
Yeah.
So we've got the talent. You know, if we it's hard to compare it to the 80s because, you know, obviously I am an 80s baby. I think our era was better, but, you know, everybody believes in their era. We in the 80s, like you said, you had Harry Coetzee, you had myself, maybe Jake, Tinganto Bella. In South Africa, you had they're preparing the flag. People knew who the South African champions were. Now you don't even really know who the South African champion is. But we do, like I said, those names I mentioned, we do have talented fighters. And in the 80s, you had Sugar Ray Leonard and, yeah, and Marvin Hagler and Tommy Hearns, you know, the big names of the game, and Roberto Duran. So, yeah, it's different eras, but we are doing fine. There is lots of talent.
Speaking of which, what advice do you have for the youngsters who's listening right now who want to get into boxing, Brian?
Yeah, you know, for young aspiring fighters, boxing is a very hard sport, obviously. And every sport at highest level is tough. I mean, if you're not good enough to make the Springbok rugby side, you're sitting on the bench, that's not even good enough. You know, you've got to work, you've got to become the best. There's 8 billion people on the planet.
Yeah.
And to be the best, you've got to dedication, discipline, determination, the 3 Ds which I've lived by in my life and will continue to live by and continue to teach youngsters. If you're not dedicated and disciplined, well, you know, then you shouldn't be a sportsman. And I suppose it works the same for business.
Yeah.
If you're not dedicated and disciplined and determined in your business, you're not going to be the CEO or you're not going to be the owner of the company.
You have to put
So really, to youngsters, what you put into life, you get out of it. You can't be lazy, day out there and work hard, and you can become a champion. You know, I'm just a little boy kid from Troyville and Malvern, and I conquered the world. Barry Player conquered the world. We were just little guys with big dreams, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows what you can achieve in life?
You can
do it if you believe you can.
I have to ask you this question, Brian. Who was your toughest opponent, hardest puncher?
I fought a guy, Joe Rivera from Puerto Rico, who was very tough. He knocked me down. I was the defending world champion. I've never been out the country. I went to Puerto Rico for my first defense.
Yeah.
And it was a 15-round fight. And he knocked me down in the 4th round, and I was shocked. I couldn't believe that I'd gone down. And I got up as a defending champion, and I beat him. He was tough, big puncher. Yeah. And then he knocked me down in our 2nd fight as well. I fought him twice. It was incredible how hard that I punched.
And also, you went running the next day after you put him down after that first fight, eh?
You remember that story?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I was quite a media favorite today. And I wasn't acting. I was just going for a run the next day because I was stretching and I liked training. That was, you know, what my game was, to train as hard as I could every day. The media saw me swimming in America before the Lopez fight at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they thought it was amazing. But I was doing that because I couldn't sleep. So it wasn't acting either. If I couldn't sleep and I had time, I trained. That's what I did, you know.
Brian,
I worked hard, but Tony Lopez was also one of my toughest fights.
Brian, it's Heritage Month. It's Heritage Weekend, Heritage Day on Tuesday. So it's a long weekend. How is Brian Mitchell going to relax and celebrate? Is Brian relaxing and celebrating? What are you up to?
Well, firstly, I have Heritage Day because it's in September, and September is when I won 2 world titles. Brian Mitchell won't be relaxing tonight. I'm working in Pretoria at Centurion Golf Course. I'm the guest speaker and selling memorabilia for charity. It's one of the sideline jobs that I do. I guest speak at many golf days and companies in the country, and especially golf days, and I sell famous memorabilia of guys that I've been with, and obviously some of my memorabilia. And I raise lots of money for charity. Obviously, I get paid as well, but I raise money, lots of money for charity. I love doing that. So, now maybe tomorrow and Sunday I can chill a bit with the wife. But I love September and I love Heritage Day. As I said, it's the month that I won 2 world titles.
Yeah.
Beating Alfredo Lane on the 27th of September at 6 at Sun City. And then Friday the 13th of September, beating Tony Lopez in Sacramento in 1991. No, September, I love it.
Brian Mitchell.
It's my month, but it should be called Brian Mitchell Month.
It should be. Speaking of which, Brian Mitchell, thanks for the catch-up, you on Algo FM, and thanks for all the memories. Great stuff. Thanks, Brian.
No problem. Thank you, too. And to all your listeners, have a great Heritage Weekend.
Cheers, Brian.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.